Retirement Council.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I don't like every part of this package, but I think it deserves an up or down vote, and that's why I talked about it being held hostage by my caucus. There was a vote today in the caucus saying that we're not going to bring this up. I think we've got to bring it up because there are a lot of people who are making decisions. There was a motion by one of the members of the caucus to say, let's put this off. Let's not do this package that the White House and the Senate Republicans came up with. Let's come up with our own package. We had that vote last week, and guess what? It failed. This is the best we're going to get. I don't like parts of it, but you know what? We're getting towards that January 1 date, and we've got to provide certainty to the U.S. economy.
That's Congressman Dan Boren, disappointed that his fellow Dems did not move ahead on a deal for tax cuts, et cetera, et cetera. That's the number one issue, depending on how you interpret the list set forth by Talkers Magazine, number one or number two, certainly this week. And you can agree with all the discussion by the Democrats and the Republicans, the Dems voting against considering the tax package that the president negotiated with Republicans. So now there are questions over the president's influence in his own party. So say his detractors. I say wait and see. Let's see what you say as we review this and other big hits this week from the research done by the folks who produced this program, listening to surveying number of radio stations that do talk, issue-oriented talk, so that we can put together this sort of compilation every week. And certainly you wouldn't get through the week without having heard a great deal of discussion about the tax cuts, the president's influence. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid releasing the first version of legislation to implement the New Deal, said the Senate would vote on Monday to open up debate on that side. The Senate version, which was made public, was largely the same as the deal announced by the president, added extensions of some tax breaks intended to spur green energy investment, like the use of ethanol, which in my mind isn't a bad thing, frankly. So we put together a montage of comments coming from the Democrats on the House side following rejection of the tax package.
We were told yesterday by the vice president this was a take-it-or-leave-it deal. We're saying leave it. We're open to a reasonable negotiation to try to make this package meet the goals that we all share, but in its current form, it does not work. It does not meet our objectives, and we hope that it can be changed and adopted later in the year. But in this form, it should not come to the floor of the House.
I just want to again remind everybody that just a very short time ago, here in the House, we passed a piece of legislation to provide permanent tax relief to middle-income Americans. We took that action in the House. Over in the Senate, the Republicans essentially said, we're not going to provide middle-class tax relief unless we get a tax break for the folks at the very, very top. And we understand that we want to work together to try and make sure that middle-class income, middle-class taxpayers do not face an increase in their taxes come January. And we think it's incredibly irresponsible that the Republicans took the position they did. We also understand that the president has to make some tough decisions going forward. But what this message today is very simple, that the in the form that it was negotiated, it is not acceptable to the House Democratic Caucus.
I think the Republicans are blowing smoke if they say that they were not going to extend unemployment benefits and they were going to go home for Christmas, not having done that. I don't believe they could withstand the pummeling that I, and I believe others, would have administered to them. What unfettered greed on their part to do something which benefits a very, very, very few, and to say for those millions of Americans struggling to make ends meet because they don't have jobs because of the failures of Republican policies, you know, tough luck.
Yada, yada, yada. Okay, so that's the Democratic side. Let's go to the other side, where Fox host Greta Van Susteren, who is in the top 10 of all of the cable hosts, interestingly, speaking with Senator Lindsey Graham. Graham says the president showing his lack of experience. And that's something we've all talked about. That's one of the problems they're having is his inability to sort of see the big picture.
Taxes. You say the president's whining. What do you mean? And maybe I'm whining about waste.
It's okay. This is a free country. It's okay for you to challenge a politician about how taxpayer money is spent. But this is the president of the United States. It's a job like no other job in the world. And it really was disappointing for me to hear the president to come out after the deal was struck on taxes and say, you know, these Republicans are hostage takers, then turn on his own base and say, y'all are giving me too hard a time. Look at all the great things I've done for you. What people want out of a president is someone who can get both parties in a room, find the best deal for the country as a whole, and with dignity, firmness, and grace, sell it. And you're not doing yourself any favors when you call your political opponents enemies and hostage takers, and you're not helping yourself in the eyes of the American people by whining about the problems your base give you.
But isn't it sort of, when he became president, and what I heard from the Republicans very early on, late January, early February 2009, is that he made some announcement, I won.
Well, I think
and it sort of drew the line in the sand in terms of, it's not going to make friends when he say that. Did he say that?
Sure. He took two real large majorities in the House and the Senate. He turned his political agenda over to the most liberal people in the country, Pelosi and Reid, and they didn't want to work with the Republicans. They passed the stimulus bill with three Republicans. Not one Republican voted for the health care bill. He did not govern the way he campaigned. He got a lot of Americans excited about a new way of doing business. We're going to work together. There are no red states. There are no blue states. We're all Americans. And he's governed quite the opposite. The health care bill was sleazy. He bought votes to get the 60. He did it behind closed doors.
Well, that was Senator Reid, I think.
No, you can't. After a while, you're the president of the United States. And you are the head of the Democratic Party. You can't just say that Harry Reid made me do it. Those bad Republicans are hostage takers. They made me do it. Don't you understand, left, that I got these mean Republicans and I can only do so much? That's unseemly. What I want the president to do is to be a leader. And here's his problem. Before he came here, he's never had a history of sitting down and solving hard problems. He doesn't have a deep resume. When he was in the Senate, he never did anything big. He's never had hard-headed Republicans and Democrats to deal with before. And quite frankly, there's some political immaturity showing here. He has never done the big, hard things before he got to be president. He came into the job probably the least prepared of anybody in a long time, and it shows.
Yeah, I'm with him on that. What about you? 800-510-8255 as we go through some of the newspaper stories that motivate people to talk about these issues on the radio and on television. There is this overlap. The news of News Talk Radio comes from lots of different sources. I'm guessing you're looking at your newspaper at some point during the day. Many of you are. And you see things headline, House Dems Reject Obama's Tax Deal. That's one of the things that is... You look at these things and you wonder, what about the rhetoric? Why do they think this sort of thing is an important part of politics? Why can't you just get the job done? Listen to constituents and say to yourself, maybe I better do what they tell me to do. Otherwise, I'm going to be like the 60 or 70 that got booted the last time around. Maybe it was more than that. I think it may have been more than that. 800-510-8255. Where's the common sense? 15 after the hour on the countdown.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You've got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here with a discussion of the tax deal brokered between Obama and the GOP, proposing extensions on Bush-era tax cuts for all Americans for the next couple of years. Democrats are angered. The deal includes tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans. Yeah, let's go get those wealthy guys. Got to fix their wagon. Here's Wolf Blitzer speaking with Anthony Weiner, who's a congressman. This guy is almost number one, maybe Waxman number one. This guy number two on the jerko list in Congress. Let's find out what he thinks about the president's moves.
Congressman Weiner, I know you're bitterly disappointed at the president's willingness to go forward with this deal that he brokered with the Republican leadership, but take us behind the scenes. What happened today? The Democratic caucus in the House voting not even to take up this measure on the House floor during this lame duck session.
Well, first of all, to a person in that caucus, you have a group of people who very much want the president to be successful, who want to help him move forward, but who believe that the deal was struck that just wasn't very good. It didn't reflect the best we could get and doesn't reflect democratic values and, frankly, doesn't even reflect where the American people are. So with all the changes that we need to make, I mean, we have an obligation. We want him to be a successful president, of course, but we also have obligations to our constituents and to our districts. And so one by one, people stood up with suggestions on how the bill, the package can be approved. And now we're going to go to work on trying to do that.
You know, but the president keeps saying, as Bill Clinton used to say, you can't let the perfect be the enemy of good. You got to compromise. Listen to what he said. I'll play this clip.
This is a big, diverse country. Not everybody agrees with us. I know that shocks people. Now, the New York Times editorial page does not permeate across all of America. Neither does the Wall Street Journal editorial page. Most Americans, they're just trying to figure out how to go about their lives and how can we make sure that our elected officials are looking out for us. And that means because it's a big, diverse country and people have a lot of complicated positions, it means that in order to get stuff done, we're going to compromise.
So what's wrong with that thinking, Congressman?
He's 100% right. I mean, compromise is part of how governing happens. But two steps happen before the compromise. One is you forcefully state your position. The second is you campaign hard to get it done. And then, yes, there are oftentimes you do have to compromise. We miss steps one and two here, and I think that's the critique. And also, just because you strike a compromise doesn't mean it's a good one. It doesn't mean you're immune to criticism if you do something that, frankly, is not in the best interest of the American people. And that's why you have a Congress. We count as well, and I think that's why when you see so many members of Congress who have concerns about this, one of the things the White House can do is say, listen, these are people who want success also. They're smart people. Maybe they can offer us something, and that's what we're going to do now. We're going to try to improve upon this deal.
All right. There he is, Congressman Anthony Weiner. This is, when I listen to him say, this is where the American people are, I wonder who the heck he's talking to. He may be talking about the people in his district, or maybe like the fellow, was it Masso, who was, he had a congressional district in New York State and said even though 90% of his constituents were against something he was voting for because they weren't smart enough to know it was good for him. I just love guys like that, don't you? More coming up on the rejection of the Obama tax deal here on the Countdown.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
That is correct. Our focus here is the tax proposal this week. Didn't do so well in the House, so let's see what will happen in the future. It's sort of dead, but not really dead. Here from MSNBC, Dylan Ratigan speaks with White House economic advisor Austin Goolsbee discussing how the tax cuts might affect the economy as we move toward the new year.
How do you perpetuate whatever investment or sort of stimulative aspects of this deal may be when you're coming into what's going to be a clear deficit debate next year, the debt ceiling, and do you not run the risk of giving on the one hand through these tax cuts and all the rest of it, only to find yourself with a cost-cutting, deficit-busting Republican Congress next year that takes the money right back out on the other hand?
Well, let's see. That's an interesting issue. I think the president has said that in the medium run and the long run, we've got to confront the fiscal imbalances that have faced the country and that we've known about for, 10, 20, 30 years. So I don't think he's afraid to think through and confront the medium run fiscal challenge. I think it would be a big mistake if we pass a tax deal and that we were to immediately try to kind of reverse it, but I don't think the president would go along with that.
To the extent to which this policy, and I don't mean to suggest, I know that there are some alterations with the payroll tax deduction, which many, myself included, would agree incentivize hiring and all the rest of it, but broadly we are effectively perpetuating a tax policy that we've had in this country for a fairly long time. Why? And obviously we've lost a lot of jobs. Obviously the economy has struggled tremendously under this tax policy. How is it that perpetuating a tax policy that has existed for years in an economy that has been bleeding jobs is suddenly stimulative when what we're doing is more of what we've been doing?
Well, I'd be a little careful with that. First, the extending the Bush tax cuts, that policy has been in place for some time. Now, I think the president's judgment on the why extend the middle-class Bush tax cuts was ordinary people need to have some certainty that when they wake up January 1st, we haven't fumbled around and now their taxes are going to go up by several thousand dollars. The high income part of the Bush tax cuts, I totally agree with you. They're not effective and they don't make sense. And when that expires in 2 years, we got to get rid of them.
There we go. 800-510-8255. We got to go get them. It's almost laughable listening. These are like children, aren't they? Just back and forth, back and forth. Oh, nah, 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 nah. Jackie, Let's see here. Let's work on some callers now, huh? 800-510-8255. Jackie, let's get started with you calling from Texas.
Oh, I'm just livid. And let me tell you why. President Obama has seemed to have no fight, no backbone whatsoever. And we're getting a petition. We want the Republicans to take over the House and the Senate. Now, let me tell you why. Because the Blue Dog Democrats, the Democrats, they are always spirited. But one thing about those Republicans, I don't care if it's the wrong thing and this whole country go down to crap. They will stick together. My point is, let the tax cuts expire. Let all the people who Republicans that want later time to work longer for Social Security, let them take their Social Security. Let them see how it's going to be. And I want the Democrats to defeat it. I don't care if it is defeating Barack Obama. The Republicans don't care about the working family. Nobody cares about the working family. So this time you have to stand up, and I hope the Democrats defeat it. And the reason why I'm saying that, what's going to stop the Republicans when they get in there next year and they're going to extend the taxes when they have control?
Yeah. Good questions. Any answers? 800-510-8255. Angry Democrats rejecting the president's plan to extend the low tax rates. Got to go get them bad guys. If we had the new tax system that so many of us have talked about, flat tax on the sales tax, flat tax, it's the same percentage everybody pays when you buy, all of this conversation would be gonzo. You realize that? All of the problems would be fixed by that move. Who's got the starch to get that started? 28 past the hour.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the fields, going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar, then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Massachusetts.
Talk Radio Top 10. 800-510-8255.
We continue with this hour of the countdown, but they focus here on the, I guess this would be an economic discussion, right? Tax cuts and how they help the economy. Or if you have the wrong ones, how they hurt the economy. I just go back to what I said a few minutes ago. The essence of fixing the problem is so simple. Just change the tax system. There are people who can see how it affects illegal immigration, the underground economy. Why is it that this isn't brought up and becoming a serious? The American people, when given the choice and they understand what the situation is, overwhelmingly support this kind of a tax. Nobody escapes. Everybody pays. You don't have to have the bureaucracy of the IRS. You don't have one American fighting another American. It's simple. Where is the logic? Obama has, as has been pointed out here by several, not enough experience to really do a good job as president. But what about all the rest of the people who have brains? Why isn't this something that we demand as we... Maybe we just say, well, we want the people in there. They come up with the good ideas. Well, there are lots of good ideas that a lot of Americans have, and they should be center stage. Why they aren't remains a mystery. And so we continue to rail on, and the Democrats are angry and the Republicans are angry over something that could be very easily fixed. So we got all of this closed-door stuff and different plans, and we got this secret and that secret, and so the bill now adds a subsidy for ethanol, leaves out the Build America Bonds program, which is popular with the Democrats and local governments. There's all these handouts, all of these treats from the feds to the states and how the money is spent. It's like, it's a game. It's a game. So what do you feel, what are you thinking about this? 800-510-8255. Jim is in New York with some hope. Go ahead, Jim.
First of all, I think that the tax deal is good. Number one, because if somebody's willing to go out and work hard, why should they have their taxes raised? So I think it kind of kills incentive for people to go out and work hard if you're going to just take more money from them. I'm glad the unemployment benefits have been extended because there's not much else to do out there. There's just no jobs. And I'm a little discouraged when I hear people say, oh, enough is enough, let them go to work. Well, I'm sure most of them want to go to work, but there's just nothing to do. And I think if we want to pay for it all, maybe we start cutting our foreign aid we take care of the entire world. Maybe we need to cut that in half and use that money and take care of the people right here in our country.
Yeah, there's something to be said for that. A lot of people have been saying that this week. Cut foreign aid, waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, all of those things have not been addressed but ought to be addressed. Mark calls the countdown from Burlington, Iowa. You're on live now, Mark. Please go ahead.
I look at this tax cut bill as a backdoor way to attack Social Security. The payroll deduction tax basically short funds Social Security Trust Fund by $120 billion a year. They're talking about refilling the money back in sometime, but they're not saying how they're going to do it or when they're going to do it.
Are you a recipient of a weekly or a monthly or a biweekly check?
No, I'm not.
Is that you? You own your own business?
No, I don't.
So how do you get paid?
I presently work.
Sorry?
I presently have a 40-hour-a-week job.
No, but how do you get paid? What, do you get paid cash? Well, how do you? Sorry?
Yeah, I get paid cash. I mean, yeah.
Okay. So the point I was trying to make was I wanted to know whether you looked at so many people who get a check that has deductions don't even look at the stub to see how much is taken out for whether, as you're discussing here, it's Social Security or whether it's the income tax or whatever, how much it costs you for insurance, various other deductions. People don't even look at that. They look at their check and see how much money they have to spend, and that's it, which is ludicrous. If enough people looked at that stub and saw where the money was going, that would be the first step toward changing the tax system and going toward the flat tax is an income tax, whereas the sales tax, which can be a flat number, isn't a sales tax. I mean, I'm sorry, it isn't an income tax. It's about sales, which is much more fair. But if you know what the point I'm trying to make is if you know what you're putting in, you'll be more outraged than you are now. I say that as a collective you in general. People just don't know what they're paying in taxes, and that's how these guys get away with this stuff. If you know what you're paying, and it's your responsibility to know that, then you'd probably have a different attitude, many people, to all the issues, whether it's your issue of Social Security, whether it's the money that's being spent, how much waste there is in government, and how much of it you're paying when you realize that 14 or 15 cents on every dollar, you might as well flush it down the toilet. That's outrageous. And this is the kind of management you hire these people to do, and you listen to their BS and think, my God, these people are great orators, some of them, but when it comes right down to it, what are they doing? They have Harry Reid getting $3.5 million. $3.5 million was spent by the gaming interests in Nevada to keep him in office. $3.5 million. How do you think that shows up in how Harry Reid votes for things, whether it's the businesses, these businesses, and how they pay their employees, whatever? It's sick. The system is sick, sick, sick. And you've got just one corner of it there, Mark, in your focus. Thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. Back to Chicago. Carl is on the line with his thoughts on the countdown.
Yesterday when I watched him and he laid out what he wanted to do, as a liberal, I was strongly highly disappointed. But I slept on it, and this morning I realized what the president was doing is showing a real nobility of character. There was something that I remember from King Solomon, supposedly the wisest king ever, where he had two women who came before him claiming a baby. And he suggested, well, to remedy the situation, just divide the baby in half. The one that actually was the mother was willing to give up the baby rather than see it being cut in half. And it seems like the president is saying in so many ways, he said, well, we have 2 million people who wouldn't be getting unemployment. They need that now, a week, 2 weeks with nothing. I think he realizes that that's unacceptable. He knows the Republicans, they don't care. And this is a thing of nobility. Well, do I love the country to do the best things for the country? Or am I going to be like Republicans and just think of, well, what I want? That shows a sense of nobility.
All right, sir, and we appreciate your expressing your thoughts and sensibilities here. 800-510-8255. Let's move through a number of these calls, because I want to get to something else here as we go through the hour. Catherine, looks like you're up next with a call from Connecticut on the countdown.
I just want to say, America, you just have to really pay attention now. Our president is has been and always since he got elected has been the only grown up. In the room. He's like the babysitter that is caring for unruly, spoiled brats, namely the GOP. Okay, he did what he had to do, and I support it 1,000%. Now let's make sure GOP. Do not spin this saying you won. You won. I voted Democrat in the midterms. I stuck with my party no matter what. America, this is what you got. You deserve what you get. The GOP is going to try and do more damage these next 2 years, so pay attention.
Pay attention. The lady wants us to pay attention. The president stands tall in her mind. How about in your mind? 800-510-8255. Moving over to the state of Virginia, where John calls in with an explanation. Okay.
Hi, I'm actually a little disappointed. Actually, the best way to approach this would have been for the Congress to accept that they agreed that these tax breaks would end after 10 years for everybody. On two occasions, they agreed that. The president said earlier, well, we'll solve our deficit problems by having this commission report. Well, now we're at a stage where the commission couldn't reach agreement under the terms that they set out. The tax breaks are going to continue for allegedly two more years, and then they're going to have a 2% cut in the employer tax for Social Security. I thought Social Security had problems, and they want to cut taxes there. This is not a credible solution, especially when the 2 years will end in 2012. They really should have kept all the taxes in. That would have created an enormous incentive to move ahead with the presidential commission. But they didn't do that, and now we're going to have fights for the next 2 years. And I think it's going to lose. That we're going to see a lot of loss of confidence. And I think that's the biggest downfall of this particular process.
All right, John, thanks for your explanation. Very thoughtful. 800-510-8255. So many of you are so good at this, putting your thoughts together collectively and giving us a call. Thank you for that. Here's Carol in Oklahoma with a lot to say.
Good morning. I grew up poor, and I mean really poor, in western Oklahoma. And we never got welfare, we never got Medicaid, they existed. We never got any of that thing. We made it on our own. We just cut down. We ate a lot of food. But one of the things that I feel like we need to do if we're going to tax people, and this is where you can hit the rich as well, we need to tax the churches. They're not doing their jobs, taking care of people. They're getting money for research, but they're not taking care of the people the way they need to be taken care of. And these nonprofit organizations, if people really knew how nonprofits work, they're usually owned by a large family that has contributed much, and they don't get all the money. They pay big salaries to their executives. This needs to be taken. This tax deduction, and I'm not against churches, but if you're not going to do your job and take care of the people that you're getting a tax deduction for, you need to be taxed.
Get the money from the churches. That sounds fine. The foundations. That's what you're talking about. Foundations. Next up, Sarah in Arizona wondering out loud.
Yes. I'm an Obama supporter, and I understand why he made the deal. I just think it's disgusting that the Republican Party, I think they really do not give a damn about the working class in this country. To hold all those people up, and there's many people, like my daughter, who is a 99er, and family members have to put money together in order to help pay rent so she wouldn't be in the street. I just think it's really, really disgusting. They just really don't give a damn about the working class. And the people who nominated them in, I don't, if they're on drugs or what the heck is wrong with them, to really look at this. The people more concerned about getting tax breaks for the wealthy than feeding people. These are working people. These are not people sitting around waiting for handouts or a Medicaid or a food stamp. These are people who work every day, you know, and they deserve these benefits. They paid into this.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with a focus now on the Don't Ask, Don't Tell controversy as the Senate has rejected a bid to open debate on repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell. This is the policy banning openly gay and lesbian soldiers from military service. It may have killed any chance for it to get passed in the current session. Here's Senator Joe Lieberman, who calls Don't Ask, Don't Tell a foolish policy.
Those of us who support the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, we're in an effort to try to undo what we think is an injustice that is inconsistent with American values because it doesn't judge people based on how they do the job, in this case in the military, but by who they are, in this case their sexual orientation. And we also think it's a foolish policy for the military, a policy that's inconsistent with the best interests of the military because it deprives our military of thousands of Americans who happen to be gay or lesbian, who want to serve their country and have talents and commitment and patriotism that will enable them to be good soldiers. Those are the principles involved here. This afternoon, process triumphed over those principles. The parliamentary procedures won over the policies, and as a result, we have suffered a setback. But the reality remains that 60, and I think maybe more than 60, members of the United States Senate have made clear that they support the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And while that is the case, and it is the case, we're not going to give up. We're going to keep fighting until the last possible moment in this session.
There's Joe Lieberman. So the president says he's disappointed that yet another filibuster has prevented the Senate from moving forward. How about you? What do you think? 800-510-8255.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabite. To get your Extendabite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Good news, bad news, we're all about the news. News Talk Radio, the focus and the issues of the day as they are assimilated through the branding of a lot of radio stations that are either left of center or right of center, and they take the same information we all have and skew it. First, though, you need the facts, and you get different points. You heard Joe Lieberman a moment ago talking about Don't Ask, Don't Tell. 800-510-8255 as time allows for a couple of calls here after we listen to Senator Susan Collins from Maine, who's pretty upset with Harry Reid for the way he handled the voting process on Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
I'm extremely disappointed with what has occurred today. I'm extremely disappointed that the Senate Majority Leader walked away from negotiations in which we were engaged and which were going well. There was a clear path forward to complete action on this important bill, which contains this important law change and many others. And instead, the majority leader decided to prematurely hold a cloture vote that he knew would not succeed. I just don't understand that decision. I don't understand it given the importance of this bill and the policies in it, and given that it was clear to all of us that there were 60 votes for the bill if it were brought to the floor at the appropriate time and under a fair process.
All right, so then Harry Reid, who comes across as being the hero of the common person, maybe in this circumstance, maybe he's a homophobe. Here is radio host Mike Broomhead not really understanding what this is all about.
Why do this right now? I can't think of a single reason why it should be a priority. You know, and we've talked about this before, and this is where I think that intellectual honesty, or at least consistency, most people can live with, and they live very well with it. We don't mind as long as people are consistent. Think about it. We know people that we like. We know people that we don't like. We have to deal with them. Maybe they're coworkers. But when we know what we're going to get, we know what we're going to get. It's the inconsistencies in life that make people crazy. The liberals are making sure that we are politically correct in every single arena. Think about this. You know, whether it's the TSA, or actually we affectionately around here call them the TNA now, whether it's them or whether it's in the Middle East where soldiers aren't taking Bibles into the Middle East because it's against the culture and we don't want problems and there's no proselytizing that goes on and all of this stuff that happens to pacify the enemy, dry bases, you know, all of this stuff in order to pacify the culture of the people that we're over there helping. And many Americans would say, wait a minute, we're here helping these people. We have to be sensitive to their culture and we have to do this. And well, okay, we've dealt with that. We understand that. Well, what do you think is going to happen in the Middle East with this culture? Have you ever heard about what Al-Qaeda? Need to look no further than Mahmoud Ahmadinejad than to find out what his ideas are about homosexuality, right? Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, everybody else. So what do you think happens by introducing openly gay military members to that atmosphere? Now, I think personally, I'll tell you this much. I think it's a ridiculous thing to consider. I do. But they consider it in every other area. Every other thing we're doing in the Middle East, they want to be sensitive to the culture. But in this, no. This, we have to change right now, midstream. Middle of two wars, we have to change this right this minute.
All right, so there's the radio talk position. Let's get at least one call on as we have time. Joe, listening again in Hammond, Indiana, a Chicagoan, a Vietnam veteran. Joe, you're on the air.
I am a former Marine, Vietnam, disabled, medevac out of Vietnam way back when. And you've heard it say that it doesn't matter who you share the foxhole with, so to speak, that in wartime we're fighting a common enemy, whether we're heterosexual, homosexual. But the fact is that very little time is spent in combat. Most of the time is spent for soldiers in the rear, in the barracks, and so on. And I witnessed a little, gay behavior. Just witnessed it way back in Vietnam. And I have to say, as a young man, it was demoralizing. It didn't happen very much, but I just want to say for a young person to view that, it's demoralizing, especially in a war environment.
Doesn't support gays in the military, Joe. All right, thank you for your call. Talk Radio Countdown. I'd like to acknowledge the following sources for our program today: MSNBC, Fox, CNN, C-SPAN, John Caldera program, Mike Boomhead, Scott Sloan program, Bob Del Giorno program, Mike McConnell show. Thanks to all of you for listening as well.